It's a pretty baffling series of names and places, but if you're a historian trying to reconstruct the society and the religion of ancient Yemen, pretty well all you have to go on is inscriptions like this one. There are about 10,000 of them known, each one, it has to be said, more opaque than the other. But if you actually unpick the inscription on this hand, it does, in fact, contain a great deal of information. From it, we learn that this bronze hand was dedicated at the temple of the god Talabriyam, in a place called Zafar, high in the Yemeni hills. The owner of the hand, Wahab Talab, tells us that he belongs to a clan, and that that clan, in turn, is part of a larger tribal organization whose god was Talab. So Wahab Talab had always been named after his own god, and as a further sign of faith, he's dedicated his hand publicly to Talab at the center of the city of Zafar, where it would have been seen along with other offerings of gold, bronze, or alabaster, representing human figures, animals, arrows, spearheads, that sort of thing. And in return for these offerings, the god Talab was expected, in general terms, to see the donors all right. But Wahab Talab must have been pretty all right to start with. Only a man of real wealth could offer a bronze hand as beautifully made as this. This is the cast of a hand that all the perfumes of Arabia certainly did sweeten. But by the international standards of the day, his whole society was wealthy. At the time of our hand, most of South Arabia was effectively one state, a confederation of tribes like Wahab Talab's, known to historians as the Himyarite Kingdom.